Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live right here, coming to you from, I guess, USA. I can't just say Minneapolis, St. Paul, because, hey, we also got ATL in the building. So I'm just DJ E-Monster. I got Jazzy B with us. I got Miss Unbelievable. You know how we do it. We get your Monday nights rocking, get you ready for the week. A lot of things going on. I need to start writing this stuff down instead of just freestyling. Because I'm getting confused on what I need to say and what I should just be getting ready for. So I'm going to let the lady say what's up. So go ahead over there, Jazzy. What you got for us tonight?
First of all, let me unmute myself. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hi, Jazzy.
Hey, Miss Unbelievable Girl, I was wondering where you was, because I was like, usually when I say something, she'd be like, hey,
I was waiting to.
You know, I had my old self on mute, so I had to hit it right quick. You know, my bad. You know, that was so close. That's so close.
Y'all usually be having
like,
y'all little
moment. Oh, yeah, for the moment. I'm sorry, I was late.
How you doing? You know, Iman, they're jealous of our little girl voices.
I know, right?
Whatever. I just already know. I just know if I hang up on both of y'all at that moment, somebody's going to hate on me. It is what it is, and I ain't going there. I ain't going to go there. I just ain't going to go there. But I'd be damned if I don't have a moment with somebody. Can somebody call in and have a moment with me? I'm just saying, I want to feel special. I want to feel.
We have moments with you, E-Monster. Don't do us like that.
He don't accept them, girl. He don't accept them. He don't accept them. He's so selfish.
Look, this is the difference. This is the difference right here. This is the difference. Y'all be like, what up, E-Monster? What's good, homie? Man, y'all.
Now, E-Monster. You know, every time
now,
I
you
call,
know,
y'all
dog,
like,
I will.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, if we baby talk him, he'd be like, I'm a man. Don't be baby talking me. Come on, bro. Keep it 100. If we, E-Monster, how you doing? You're going to be like, who you talking to? I ain't no kid. So stop it. Stop it.
Before y'all go ahead and make a point, we got the weather coming up in a little bit. We got the who's fucking who, who's getting fat. We got some other stuff for y'all too. Might even tell y'all about our weekends. Anything else y'all want to put out there?
That sounds about right for me.
Yep, but sounds about on point.
Okay, that works. That works. I'm just saying, don't you hate it when somebody about to make a point? I mean, and it's not you. I mean, you just try to shut that shit down. You'll throw anything in there, deflect. I need some gas in my car. We're not even in the car. What is you talking about? Anyway, so I got some new music for y'all. So I don't know which one I want to play, though. Do I want to play this new T.I. and Meek Mill? Or do I want to play some, start out with some new Flex Capone? I'm kind of at a mercy. I don't know what to do.
Oh, well, you know, Jazzy is a T.I. fan, so I would like to hear that because I ain't heard it yet.
Okay, let's jump it off then. This is T.I. featuring Meek Mill. Is it called Jeffy or Essie? I don't know, but we about to play. Look, I just messed that all up. Monsters Monday. We live, y'all. Ain't no telling what could happen. Get in.
From now on, man, fuck it. I'm just going to be dope and not apologize for it. I'm sorry I'm dope, nigga. Wrap your mind around it. Embrace it. This is a fact of life. God, I am so good. Thank you.
Yeah, fuck up that money to make it again. I fuck up twice and I make up my friend. I know they don't like it, they taking it in. Fuck up a check, then we making it back. She like Janelle, I'm a draper in that. She want the D, I've been waiting on that. I've been doing my thing, they been hating on that. And I meant when I said I ain't taking it back. We get the chain, we ain't taking it back. Reach for my chain, get your flex, you for that. Only speak on my name when you stay in the facts. Please, I know we ballin' too much. And all of these pretty hoes ballin' for us. I say, then I keep mommy and call it to us. If I give you my number, don't call me too much. Prende. Sacrifice shit on their Twitter like killers and really get smoked. No niggas that used to be trappers on Twitter just telling us jokes. While we getting money, just burning this bridge trying to turn it to toast. For real, they say we talk about money too much, but maybe they ain't getting money enough. I say, Demon Lil Poppy, he come with a truck, he gon' make me a tab and I'm running it up. Gracias.
Let me welcome you, get introduced to the king. Bentley, Ferrari, brand new and they clean. So disappointed when niggas on shit on their record. You see them, don't do anything. Okay, killing these niggas with more than before. Been starting the shiners, and back in the 90s. I'm about to forget it, the Glock in my pocket. Remind you, and plug the whole city behind me. Spend hundreds of thousands, no millions of diamonds. In Philly, they go at me, Millie about me. I'm solid and thorough, stand up before. See these niggas, I just be like, what the fuck? Ain't nowhere in the hell you can fuck with her. Like a bad bitch with no furniture. I can't do nothing with her. Still hit her and them bad bitches who hung with her. That's how I do it, can't give you the formula. Don't stop me now, just warming up. Nigga be acting the fuck they performing. If I leave her right there for the corner. Man, my bitch look so bad, she a foreigner. Aston Martin, the tire is formal. How we kicking that shit by the normal. We grand hustling, steaming, and chasing our dreams. Stacking that paper. Here in my raps, you see me, you see what I mean. Dripping that flavor. Fuck nigga, hate her, but try me and split they potatoes. And go sit and eat with the mayor. Skin and bail. David Chappelle told me you niggas is funny as hell. Rest of the smoking and running the tail. Open the fuck, put you under the jail. Damn.
Como dice Pablo. Plata plomo. Así como es. La verdad. Que te vaya bien.
So, all right, Jazzy, was that a good enough T.I. track for you? Did that fit your T.I. Jones?
I like T.I., but I could care less for Meek Mill. Sorry.
Well, damn.
Ooh.
I can't win for lose with that, y'all on this.
You played that song? You know Meek Mills and them two got a beef going on right now. T.I. Meek.
And see, I kind of
who's
that.
Bumping who? Who's getting fat? No, who
right.
Got a beef going on? Meek Mills and T.I. But I'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just give y'all a little nugget. They got a beef going on right now.
I did not know that.
Well, and a track out at the same damn time. So, all right, we're going to talk about it coming up here in just a little bit, y'all. So, all right, so I guess I'll take this opportunity to slap in this Flex Capone. Then let me see. After that, let me see. After that, oh, then we come back with the weather. Yeah, so all right, let's get into this other breather right quick. This is Flex Capone. You can hit him up on all social media. Flex Capone, FlexxKapone. This is his new track. It's called 1000 on Monstrous Radio. Monstrous Monday with DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable, and Jazzy B. Get it.
We live, y'all. Let's get it. Let's go.
No gimmicks with you. I'ma keep it one step. Every time. Every day, all day. I had to fall to see who rockin' with me. I saw the darkest nights and I ain't talking. Got some city. Jackets tried to wind me, now I keep a chopper with me. But it got me paranoid, cause I don't know who out to get me. It's real, these haters show up at your funeral. Piss all on your graves, you like a urinal. But I don't think they hear me though. Circle small as ever, like a Cheerio. Only put the truth off in your stereo. Really though, only God can judge, look from my perspective. I saw my mama struggle, I just went off to a necklace. Up in that coupe, I know they made it. Got them stressing, wide body on that killer, futuristic like the Jets. I'm feeling like the realest alive. It ain't no lie. Look and see the pain in my eyes. I'm on the rise, acting like they with me. They Lucifer in disguise, but I'm solid as a rock on these haters, and I ain't plastic. I'm staying focused in the booth. You know I call it home. I bet I make them see the drip shit like a faucet on, and they gon' copy every move. That's what I call a clone. But I'm CEO like a Kenny. Shout out to Walker Holmes. Yeah, no lunging, man. I'm trying to see them wrecks, and I got rank like bigger ranking, trying to get them steps. Damn, I miss my niggas, wishing I could bring them back. I'ma keep it real and represent no matter where I'm at. Respects. Keep it one there. The only way to keep it.
Hey, like I said, that's Flex Capone. Hit him up on all social media and let him know you heard him right here on Monsters Radio Live. Now, that song was a little shorter than I expected, so I got to slap one more in here before we get to the weather. Don't forget, our number is 424-243-9649, but you got to press 1 if you're monstrous. Check it out, y'all. This right here is Vane. This right here is called Break Up to Make Up, featuring Lil Mo, Monsters Radio Live. Monstrous Monday. Like I said, y'all, this is where the underground artists are above ground and they making quakes and making major moves. So, all right, you can always connect with us at monsterusradio.com. Hook up with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can connect with the ladies as well and the Monstars on Facebook. That's what it takes. So, this is Vane. It's called Break Up, Make Up, featuring Lil Mo, Monstrous Radio Live on a Monstrous Monday. You know how I do it.
To the very end. First we fuss, then we fight, then we fuck it back again. I know sometimes you probably felt you should pack it in, but you also feel I got what other niggas lacking in. Is it the sexy things I say when I'm rapping it, or the naughty things a nigga do when it's happening? Either way, how we play is so passionate. The things you try to get away with, but I ain't having it. And when I stray, you not having it. You quick to check a chick on some fallback bitch to switch off. I swear a little badass is so raw, but when I hold you in my arms, your badass turns so soft. But what's the beat without the honey? A clip without the money. What's a true summer day if the rays ain't sunny? What's a lamp without a light? A ring without a fight? Break up after new, make up after night. Now
9 to 5, hustle weed just to save stacks. Never own the Rollie or Benz or a Maybach. Matter of fact, you ain't concerned with a Maybach, and neither would these other hoes. If Jigga wouldn't say that. Sometimes we kick back, smoking on the haystack. Talk about some kids in the crib you want to stay at. Fools fall in love, but never fall apart. A lot of hit women, but you number one on the chart. And that's just from the heart, and this is no facade. You say you love me even if I never make it large. That's why I'm down to ride for you, down to die for you. You my baby girl, yup, I'm your baby boy. Screams when we fight in bed, it's a different noise. And even when you smack the man, I learn how to keep my poise. I know I slipped up twisting these broads, but I jump off a cliff though before I walk out that door, for sure. And our love is never true, so I'm riding with you. Nobody love me tighter than you, so I'm siding with you instead of always fighting with you. I got the touch of bronze, but it's like it's Midas to you. And when I cop you dough, I just like the brightest to you. And expensive gifts that I bought, it's like they prices to you. I stopped the line, you stopped the crying in that
devil. All right, okay, so that's Vane. You can look him up on all social media, V-A-I-N, that's Vane. Make sure you let him know you heard him right here on Monsters Radio. So, all right, you guys, let's go ahead and jump over here into our monstrous weather report. We used to have a weatherman, and when we catch him, we're going to bust his ass. But for now, we're going to have to do it ourselves. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, give us our global weather report for tonight.
All right, y'all. We got Minneapolis sitting at a comfortable 69. We got London night sitting at 61. Paris is nice and at 64. Jazzy B, she'll let us know what Atlanta is. New York is sitting at 74. Dallas is sitting at 94. San Juan, 92. I'll be there for spring break. Yeah, yeah. Phoenix, 105. And Los Angeles is sitting at 78. So comfortable weather all around. Jazzy B, what you got in ATL for us?
Well, I can't
talking.
Really tell you the temperature in Atlanta, but I know it was hot as hell.
Okay. So no storms? Y'all ain't getting no effects from the storms and nothing like that in Atlanta?
It sprinkled for like 2 seconds yesterday, but it really don't count.
Said that didn't count. Okay.
Yeah, you
okay.
you know Georgia weather is bipolar anyway, right? So it could be storming and then 10 minutes later the sun is shining.
Right. You know, one time it snowed when I was in Georgia. Real talk.
It snowed one time when I was here too.
Yeah, it might have been the same.
That was when
I was
pissed off. When all the cars were stuck on the interstate.
I was mad as hell. I'm like, come on, man. I left Minnesota. I left the snow. I came to Georgia for the heat. And y'all going to give me some snow?
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Don't eat the yellow snow, though, y'all. Don't eat the yellow snow. Just eat the white snow. You'll be all right. Yeah, so. So, all right, I know we got a couple more things coming up in the entertainment news. What else we got? What are we going to talk about?
How was everybody's weekend? What they do?
I'm going to tell you what my weekend consisted of, totally. Number two, I did. And number three, I did overtime of some absolutely nothing. That's what I did this weekend. I did nothing. I was like an old man. I had my socks on all the way up to my knees and my flip-flop sandals. And, yeah, that's all I did.
Well, Emonster, we were sharing the same weekend.
Oh, okay, okay. You had a lazy weekend, too. That's what's up. Monstrous lazy. That's what we was this weekend. So, what did you do over there? It's unbelievable.
Friday. I went to the block party that was on the north side, and I got to see Ella Mai singing Booed Up.
You did? Was she good?
I did. She was great. She was great. Sound system horrible, but she was great.
Uh-oh.
And then she sung another song, which, yeah. But, I mean, she pulled it off, though. Like, she sounded exactly like it, her song. It was really cool. Atmosphere was nice. There was no fighting. There was no, you know, gunshots, none of that. So it was a really nice atmosphere that night.
Yeah,
didn't really
I
have that much interaction, you know, from what?
No, okay, I ain't gonna lie. I seen a lot of people on Facebook like, the LMA is gonna be over north, Plymouth and Penn. I'm gonna get over there. I'm gonna get the fuck out of there. So, but I'm just glad that there was no altercations.
None.
You enjoyed the event.
I did. Then I left there. What did I do that night? I think I went out for dinner that night. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Went out to dinner that night. Friday, Saturday, I had went to lunch. No, went to breakfast. And then had my grandbaby. Oh, my gosh. She came to my house, and she tore up the whole house. Every room, it looked like a tornado had hit that mug. So I looked at her. I was like, little girl, the two-year-old tornado, like, seriously, every room. I mean, when she got into her bed, she tore that bed up. I had to fix the bed. All you heard was, boom, 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 boom. She was running through the halls. I was like, oh, my God, little girl. Jesus. You got to go. And she just kept looking at me like, Mama, there's so much room. I'm like, but you don't have to be, like, in every room. And then on Sunday, I went to a baby shower thinking, hey, give that baby some more kids to play with. Yeah, no, she didn't do that either. And then I got a henna tattoo and bought her home, played dominoes, won, and went to be it. So it was a good weekend.
Oh, snap. You got a henna tattoo. What'd you get a henna tattoo of? Easy E across your back. What'd you get a henna tattoo of?
Just a ring. It's like a little flower decoration on my ring finger. Yeah.
Oh, just a little flower on the ring finger. Come on. It's henna. It's going to go away.
Yeah, but, you know, I was keeping it, you know, very classy because I got to go to work and, you know, I didn't want the kids to be like, well, dang, Miss K, you just, you know, all ghetto, outside, you know, hit it with. So I wanted to keep it real classy. Then the kids were like, oh, that's nice, Miss K. So, yeah, I didn't want to go all out and be all crazy with it. So I kept it real.
Man,
classy.
Please, I would have had all kinds of sleeves on both arms. I had the characters from In Living Color, Coming to America. I would have had Black Panther, the Avengers on me. I had everything. I would have been, yeah, my thighs, my calves, my toes, everything. I would have been all tatted up. It's henna. Shit, it's going to go away. It don't hurt putting it on. So, all right, let's go ahead and get to this other music so we can get into this who's bumping who, who's getting fat. I want to hear about this T.I. and this Meek Mill beef. I can already imagine whose side Jazzy going to be on, but it is what it is. We're going to see what it is. So, all right, check it out. Here's some new music. I don't know if her name is Gopele or Gopel, but it's G-O-A-P-E-L-E. It could be American. It could be French. I don't know. But her song is called Powerful. So check it out. This right here is something a little different. A little different. Monstrous Radio Live on a Monstrous Monday. This is our little international vibe. Radio Live. So check it out. Up next, I got some indie I read. It's called That Magic, Monstrous Radio. So after that, then we get into our Who's Bubba New, Who's Getting Fat. Man, I can't wait to get into this Meek Mill and T.I. And she got so much more, so much more. But for now, check it out. This is indie I read. It's called That Magic. Okay.
You would never know that he's the one. But after one conversation, you will see where I am coming from. His words are so gifted, his humor is so wicked. And he's a brainiac, and he makes me laugh like an aphrodisiac. He's got that magic. He's got that magic. He's got that magic. The way he touches me. And the instant he touched me, I knew what I'd been waiting for. It's like his hands and my body been friends before. Next to him is so mundane. In a world of cocaine, he's like fine champagne. And he's also odd and so unique. Everything about this man is made especially for me.
Bad.
It's over.
So, all right. That's Andy Iree, That Magic. So, all right. I mean, what did y'all think of that, ladies? Did y'all like that Andy Iree?
Andy Iree's always that person where it's eclectic and so it's earthy. So, I like her, period.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I agree with it. It's unbelievable. I've always been an Andy Iree fan.
Right, yeah, me too. Like, you know, usually when I get some songs that make me leave a comment or something, you know, everybody's talking about, oh, I like the track, it was smooth, I was like, I've been a fan always. Just send it to me. So, besides, you don't want to say nothing bad about it because her dad's a football player, and we're just going to leave it at that. Get it? But, all right, let's get into this. Who's bumping who? Who's getting, wait, we ain't on FM no more, right? We're not getting ready for FM right now, so, all right, we're going to do it the right way. The who's fucking who and who's getting fat, also known as the gossip lifestyle. So what we got tonight there, Miss Unbelievable, as I get your background music ready.
All right, y'all. Now, remember I posted on Facebook and on the Monster page, if you guys was, you know, looking about Cat Williams and Wanda Smith going at it online. Well, when they was on the radio, you guys
Wait,
remember
Wanda?
That?
Wanda from Mike?
Yeah, Wanda Smith. No, she's a talk show host. And it's Frank and Wanda in the Morning. And so I posted on the page, and they're going back and forth. Like he's roasting her, she's roasting him. They're talking about weeds. They talk about clothes, everything. So if you haven't seen it, you gotta go see it. But Cat Williams was threatened with a gun by Wanda's husband outside the comedy club. So Cat Williams told police that Wanda Smith's husband, LaMarcus Sellers, pulled a gun on him and put it in his face outside the Atlantic Comedy Theater. Comedian Cat Williams and Atlanta radio host Wanda Smith allegedly got into a fight outside the Atlanta Comedy Theater in Norcross that ended with Smith's husband pulling a gun out on Williams. According to a report from the county police department, Smith and Williams reportedly started arguing at the club on the 15th around 9 p.m. after an interview Smith did with Williams the week before. According to police synopsis, Williams told police that Smith's husband pulled a gun out on him and pointed in his face. Williams said, yes, he had a gun, but it fell out and he wasn't pointed in his face. The security guards had to come and break them up. He denied pointing a gun at anyone. There was no independent witness to come forth and talk about what happened. They reviewed the surveillance video from the food mart and Sellers, and Williams was standing in the area not under the camera when Sellers allegedly pointed the gun, according to the update. Now, we all know that Cat Williams owes some money, $87K, in a pool store assault So he's trying to make as much money as he can. So possibly this may turn into a police case, or a case going to court. So the case is still under review and nothing has changed. They're still going to do stand-up comedy and still talk about one another.
Now this is gonna cause a lot of smoke. I'm sure. Now this is gonna cause a lot of smoke. Like number one, it's gonna cause smoke on Cat Williams because they're gonna throw smoke at him because they're gonna say that because he called the police and he told the police and he pressed charges and da 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 da. Now, I disagree with. I already know what people gonna say. You know, they're gonna call him a snitch, all this extra stuff. But I totally disagree with that. But I mean, how do you guys feel? I mean, what type of smoke do you think he's gonna get when it hits the streets? Talking about that he talked to the police, knowing how everything is today and how some of his comedy is about not talking.
I don't think it's gonna be that big of a difference. You know, Cat Williams, they know he's bipolar, so you know they don't know if they're gonna get the up cat or the down cat. So. I doubt if he gets any backlash. You know, we all know he runs for his life. You know, when he fought the little boy, he got his butt whooped. So we all know that Cat and Sam is not a fighter. So, and whatever he can, you know, get in and fit in and be relevant, he's going to. So,
well, Cat Williams' defense just a little bit, that was a big ass boy. That was damn near a grown man. I'm just saying. a lot of people, like I said, I think he's going to get, like, a lot of backlash from it. But I think at the end of the day, people got to look at it like this. If somebody would say hypothetically, like, he say he didn't. He said it just fell out, which is funny as hell to me. How your gun just going to fall out?
right.
You know, practice at home with your gun like the rest of us.
It's going to fall out at the feet of somebody else. Come on, at the feet.
Right, huh.
And you didn't point it out at him? And you mad because he played your wife? Come on, bro. You should have said, okay, I pointed at him, but you know I wasn't trying to kill him. I was just trying to thud him. I mean, be a hunted. Like, if you, my grandpa always told me, if you're going to pull a gun, you better shoot it. So, therefore, I have it.
Right. Or at least say you were standing your ground. You told him to back up, and he backed up. So you put your gun away.
Right.
You know what I mean? Something. But I think in a lot of cases like that, I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, you wrong. But, no, I think it's kind of the best thing to do is to call the police. Like I said, I know a lot of people are going to say, ah, you wrong. No, but reason why is, now, what if that happened again somewhere else and an altercation turned into something bigger? At least he has originally on case that he pulled a gun on him somewhere in a public place or whatever, whatnot. So if he has to defend himself at a later time, at least he has on record, again, tried to do something to him in a deadly manner or made him in fear of his life at another moment. So, you know, so that's what, you know, my little take on that one. So what you got, Jazz?
He really mad because Cat Williams roughed the shit out of his wife. I'm talking about he went in on her ass, but I watched that shit like 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was funny.
He tore that ass up.
He sure did.
Oh.
He was on her ass.
And wait, now you said, and her name is what? Wanda?
Wanda. Smith.
From B103.
It's on the Monstar page. On the Monstars Radio page. I shared it because I was crying when I saw it. Like, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, he went in on her. Like, no hard. like she was like an enemy of the state towards her.
Wow. Okay. All right. We got to see.
Okay, y'all, I need some stock in Coca-Cola. I'm just going to put it out there. We need some stock in Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola could make a move into a cannabis-infused drink. Go, Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is considering a move into the growing market for cannabis-infused drinks. Coke said in a statement Monday that it is closely watching the growth of CBD, a psychoactive component in marijuana, as an ingredient which is called functional wellness beverage. The space is evolving quickly. Coke said no decision has been made at this time, which does not mean they're not going to produce a high for the user. It's the medical purpose, including easing inflammation, pain, and nausea. Coke's interest was first reported by Bloomberg, which was a company in talks with Cannabis, a Canadian company. Aurora has also expressed interest in cannabis drinks. Neither would comment on a possible deal. There is so much happening in this area right now. We think it is incredible potential, Coke said, and this is a future brand, and it could bring $4 billion in growth. I need to invest in the stock of Coca-Cola.
That's great. So they switch from cocaine to weed.
Right?
Hey, that's what I was going to switch to. So what they going to put on the can? Ganja? I mean, they put coke on the other one. Just ganja? I'm just saying.
I'll take it off.
I'm just saying.
That's more safer and non-addicting. Right?
But hey, that could be like, you know, I guess, you know, every now and then, you know, we're known to throw in something for the money markets. But for real, that is a great money market that would be, like it said, a $1 billion market. So, I mean, if you do have money to invest in that, yes, I would recommend investing in that. Yeah, because that's going to boom, like, globally.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Chris Brown's baby mama says daughter is being threatened by Chris Brown's fans.
Wait,
Chris
Brown
has been. Huh?
Which baby mama?
Don't he only have one?
Oh, okay. My bad. I just assumed. My bad. Player.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Chris Brown has been battling the mother of his daughter in court concerning the child support payments for which he is responsible. Although the singer already does offer his kid royalty financial assistance with his monthly payment totaling around $6,500, Nia Guzman is seeking to boost this number significantly. Her latest claim in court relates to Brown's stardom. The mother insists that the financial support is being requested in order to help protect their four-year-old from his fans. She says that the pop star following harasses her daughter as they seek proximity to the girl's celebrity by association. Guzman says that royalty is trapped in my apartment. She can't go outside and claims there's a whole bunch of weirdos lurking around their two-bedroom home, including people taking pictures from the balcony. The money she is requesting would help shield her daughter from such affront. It was previously stated in court that their child was also dissatisfied with their small home and even tried to help her mother financially by stealing money from her grandmother's purse. Chris Brown currently pays $2,500 per month for royalty and $4,000 to Guzman's mother, who acts as the kid's nanny. Nia is fighting for child support back payments of approximately $250,000.
$1,000. That's $1,000 a week. That's some damn good nanny money. Can I be a nanny? What'd it take to be a nanny? Shit, god damn it. Shit, I need to take care of somebody's badass kids. Shit, I'll whoop them. I sure will. Shit. Well, damn. Well, damn. Yeah, I heard a little bit, but I think what was she trying to bump it to, like $20,000, something like that? I can't remember the number, but I was like, wait, whoa, okay, wow. I mean, I understand. I think Chris probably is going to give up the money if it's actually to shield the child. But
I think,
would it be easier to just move?
I think she should let her go stay with Chris.
Ooh,
I do too.
That's a good option.
Because he already has
all she
security.
Wants is the money. That's all she
wants.
Does. Because that last story you just said, that shit made up. I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Because
right.
if she's that worried, and if she's that worried and she knows that her husband always, I mean, the baby daddy always has security around him, then you go to where the security is. And if your mama is watching him, then she can watch him over there, like for real. There's no reason why you living in a two-bedroom, making that much money, so therefore your ass ain't getting no working nowhere, so you living off her money, and now you trying to get my money? Bitch, please,
right.
get a job.
That part.
Get a job. Because you already got a nanny. Get a job. Get a new house. Get somewhere, got a gated community. Get your own. Stop laying on the back of somebody else's
said,
money. Stop playing.
You said 6.5 grand a month? Girl,
you get $2,500 a week. Get
what are
life.
You spending it on? A week? Oh, hey, what? Oh, no, ma'am.
Get your
no,
life.
Ma'am.
Get your life.
No, man.
I would say go to school
and
get you
judge,
something like a realtor license.
I would throw it out of court.
Listen, you got to do more for just, you know, if you are going to school, okay, you still get those checks going to school. You have no income. So you have no, where are you going? What you going to do? What if he stops? Like, what if he died? Your money done. Get your life. Okay. Moving on.
And
right.
you know Chris,
right.
you know Chris Brown, you know he a good-ass daddy. You see it. Every time he with her, he's
mm-hmm.
posting videos. Like, you know she being taken care of.
Right.
Bitch,
but
what
the
is
question
the problem?
Is
really
mm-hmm. got the time. The question is, do we got the time? But like you said, hey, nanny can come, too. Bring the mama.
Exactly.
You know, your mama ain't going to do good. You did?
She making $4,000. So
right.
she making more.
Right.
So she can go. Stop playing.
Right.
Okay. Last but not least, Meek Mill and T.I. are fighting over a woman.
Here we go. Wait.
Ain't T.I. still married? Rappers T.I. and Meek Mill are fighting over a woman. And no, it's not T.I.'s wife, Tiny. The two rappers are reportedly having a war of words after T.I. confronted Meek about a woman. According to the reports, T.I. has been seeing a biracial model from Hollywood who has a history with Meek Mill. Word is that T.I. confronted Meek asking about his relationship with the girl, and Meek took offense. Meek Mill then posted the following on social media. T.I. is currently married to his longtime wife, Tiny. It is not clear why he is asking about another woman to dang Meek. Meek on his social media goes, don't care to me about no hoe. And then it goes, truth. And then Meek goes, you can't cut a John one. Your close homies drunk it. Already, that's a rule, dog. So this drama is crazy because T.I. just recently has shared a new video for Defe from his forthcoming album, Dime Trap, featuring Meek Mill's The Violent Day of the Dead. Inspired video finds people celebrating the holidays wearing Calivari face paint. It was directed by Nathan R. Smith. Find the video below. So they just got through doing the song and the video that we heard earlier, and Meek and it was like, yo, you done broke the bro code, bro. Ask me about a hoe.
Now, he do got a point now. There is a code now. Now, hey, it is what it is. Hey, you supposed to check her, not him. But, I mean, could this be a publicity stunt? I'm not saying that, you know, those are two the type to do that. But, I mean, they did just drop an album. They did just do a video. They did need a little bit of push to help it. This might be the little push they need. And I think they can get over some, you know what I mean? Call it what you want. I got a new two shorts on to describe it coming up in just a little bit. But But damn, I didn't think T.I. would be that tight, though. But okay, I guess we'll see how the story unfolds. Maybe it didn't come out. Maybe it really didn't go down like that. But I think at the same time, sometimes on Meek's behalf, you know, I'm a big Meek and a big T.I. fan, both of them. But sometimes when shit happens behind closed doors, you just leave it back there. You ain't got to go out there on the media and blast, blah, 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 blah. Just let it ride, man. Just let it ride. You know what I mean? Can you imagine if you posted every time you got upset about some shit, somebody came to you on some silly shit? Can you imagine what your feed would look like? My feed would be horrible. I'll be honest right now. I'll be in Facebook jail every other day.
E-Monster, you can't even let it ride if you got bitch in your blood.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All these niggas running around here acting like fucking bitches.
So I guess on another note, you know, Meek Mill on some entertainment news. Looks like Kim and Drake have made up. You know, before Meek went in, you know, him and Drake was beefing heavy. I think they were showing up on each other's turf, making videos. I'm on your turf now. You know what I mean? But apparently now they're cool. Apparently the whole beef had originally started over, I think somebody was hanging out with Meek, and they had criticized Drake about having a ghostwriter. And I believe some other people, they made fun of it. Somehow it might have got recorded. And then it hit Front Street that, you know, Meek had said something about Drake, but it wasn't really Meek. Meek was repeating what somebody else said, but they wasn't man enough to stand up and say it at the end of the day. So that's how the whole incident supposedly had started. But apparently the beef has been squashed. So, wow. So I guess Meek lost a friend, made a friend. Okay, everything's amen. I forgot the name of this song. Yeah,
Drake been
song called
Kumbayan with everybody.
Oh, right now? Hell yeah, he need to rally up. Sure.
He's like, Kumbaya, my brother. That's Meek. I mean, that's Drake right now. Kiss my ass, my brother. Kiss my ass, my brother. Kiss my ass, my brother, because I'm all up in here. He's been kumbaya with everybody. I'm just saying.
All right. So, let's see. I don't even think I'm going to make it to my other tracks for tonight. But, all right, what else we got?
Do we got the Monstrous fan waiting for the talk to us today?
Oh, you already know. They already hit me on Facebook. I'm in the queue, bro. So, all right, let's go ahead and get the Monstrous fan out the way right quick. Come here and check in.
Yeah.
How you doing? Hello.
Hey, bro. Hey, E-Monster.
What's going on?
A long time no talk. I haven't talked to you guys in a long time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you leave me hanging, right? You're leaving me hanging.
My bag. Sometimes I'll be busy. You know how I be.
Yeah.
You know how I be. But I don't know if you heard
me. Yeah, you are
busy. Unbelievable say hello.
I miss Unbelievable. Sorry, I forgot to say hi to you. I miss Unbelievable.
You always forget me, but that's okay. Hey, girl.
No, I don't, girl. No, I don't. I talk to y'all on Facebook, on Messenger. I don't forget you. Gosh.
Now, the fact, don't mess up my moment. We have a moment.
You good, girl. He wants his moment. He wants his moment. Give it back to him. I'm going to put myself on you. Give him back his moment, Monster fan. You are his only fan. Go ahead, girl.
Yeah, E-Monster, I'm your only fan, right?
Nope, I got a fan on the south side, too.
You have others.
I got two fans. I got two. One can't listen, but I got two fans. Yeah.
Which one, me and Jazzy? Miss Unbelievable
that's
listens all the time, so she's still a fan, but.
She said that's messed up because she worked here.
Hey, don't boost his head. I'm not a fan. Don't boost his head. I am not a fan. Don't boost his head. Don't do it.
No, you are
a fan
of him. Whatever. Don't play.
I hung up on her twice last
man.
Week. I hung up on her twice. Like, boop, boop, real quick. I'm
hater.
Sorry.
Hater. We are not fans no more. No.
Just slip.
Yeah,
boop,
you are.
Bloop.
Well, you're not? Whatever.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm
a
fan
hey,
for life.
Yeah. Yeah, if you weren't his fan, you wouldn't be on his station.
Okay, how was your weekend, girl? We're going to get off in the fan club. How
sorry.
Was your weekend? What you do? What you do?
What?
I'm not
going to
push
didn't
your
do
head. What you do?
Oh, I didn't do anything much last weekend, but I'm going to the casino with my aunt on Friday this weekend to Hinkley to sleep overnight. It's a casino. It's a different
uh-oh.
Casino.
You gotta know when to hold up. You gotta know when to fold
yeah.
up. You're going out there like the gambler, huh? You gotta spend
a night. Am I like Kenny Rogers? I just
wait.
Don't know when to fold them, though.
Wait,
I just keep on gambling.
Wait. That's country. Look, see, that's the key. That's the key now.
Yeah, see,
that's
you do like
key.
Country music. You like Kenny Rogers.
This is the key to gambling, especially when you go to the casino. I don't know which casino you go to, and we ain't endorsing them, so we're not going to say their name. But when you go to the casino, you got to go and get out in 60 minutes. That's 1 hour. 1 hour. Whatever you got, take it, whatever it is. I don't care if you got to leave for a couple of hours, whatever, whatever. But take what you got. If you're way, way up, just take it and go home. Just take it and go home. But if you feel like you want to play some more, you can play some more. But when you start to play after that first hour, you're always digging in your pocket to get your money back. I don't know what it is, but every time that first hour I play, I'll be doing good. If I'd have just left in 60 minutes,
uh-huh.
I would have left with some money, but I left in
yes.
98 minutes, and I'm broke and mad. Talking about somebody come pick me up because I don't went too far.
I'm sorry. All I bring is my bag of pennies, and once my bag of pennies is over, I'm done. Bag of pennies. That's all you get, a bag of pennies.
So, like, you getting on the whole bus. Ticka-ticka-ticka-one, ticka-ticka-ticka-ticka-two, ticka-ticka-ticka-ticka-three. It is what it is. But, okay. But, I mean, what do y'all play?
Absolutely.
Y'all play slots or cards?
We do
slot machines.
Can you
just hear me?
You say
what
do you play?
Fanstar.
Slot machines and bingo.
Slot machines and bingo. Oh, they do got a bingo hall out there, don't they? But you're like in your 20s. I thought only old people could play bingo. And they're like
no.
only senior citizens could play? If not, why are y'all looking at me silly? I'm not goofy.
Because
I'm
bingo is fun.
I didn't know.
Bingo
yes.
is fun, dude.
You play bingo too?
Yeah. What?
Okay.
Yeah. You should go one day. We'll go as a group.
To bingo. Okay.
To bingo.
We're gonna have to use your senior citizen card. But all right, looks like the Monster fan dropped off. Oh, it is 9 o'clock.
Now you know you're older than me, dog. So we'll be using yours. We'll be using yours.
Whatever. Don't even try to play that. That you're way older than me. Shut up. Before I hang up on you. So, all right. You got any last words? Yes. You got any last words? You get up out here, or she choked to death laughing. It is what it is. Dad's over there burning her house down, trying to cook. So, all right, Mr. Unbelievable, you got any last words?
Bingo! Yo, God.
Oh, I can't stand you. Oh, I can't stand you. Oh! Monstrous Monday is everywhere. We're going to take over Tuesday. Tomorrow, I believe Jazzy got some interview people for us. But for now, we're going to just go ahead and get up out of here because Jazzy's over here burning her house down. And at the end of the day, the chicken's still going to taste like wood. So, all right, make sure you use the salt and pepper, baby. It is what it is. We out of here. Peace.
Thank you for listening.
I was waiting for her to come back with a raisin.